Hi, if you enjoy Alt Latino, you'll really love NPR's Planet Money. It's full of funny, insightful stories about money and really useful stuff like how to steal a million barrels of oil. Find Planet Money now at npr.org/podcast and on the NPR One app.
Do you want to start the show?
Yeah, hold on. Oh,
a lot of
man. Oh, that's awesome. From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. Jasmine Garza is away. And I have with me in the studio my colleagues, Otis Hart and Sammy Yenigan.
Hey, Felix.
Felix.
They are masters of the dance music. And you already got us grinning with this track. What is it we're listening to?
This is Ricardo Villalobos and Max Loderbauer. They record together a lot. In fact, I think they remixed a record you liked quite a bit, Felix, back a couple years ago on ECM Records.
Absolutely.
They just finally released their first full-length together as a duo, which for this particular project they go as V-Load, V-I-L-O-D. And we're listening to the third track on this record. It's called Mulpft, M-U-L-P-F-T.
Which might mean something in German. We don't know. We'll have to just wait to hear from our German friends. Check this out. I love this track already. You know what I like about this guy, and I think one of you guys turned me on to him last time too, is that he's, I mean, listen to this stuff. There's a snare drum. Somebody's playing a snare drum with a snare drum with brushes. You know, there's some jazz background there, but then he just takes that and just does electronic stuff, some production stuff, and it's got a whole different feel to it.
I mean, he psychs out every single one of his sounds. I mean, the sound design from Villalobos is one of my favorite things about him. I mean, that, like, is it a clap that he's hitting on the 2 and 4? It's got this nice little, like, trail to it, but yeah. It's not like a clap that I've ever sort of heard before.
Something in there, man. I would listen to it just because I love this stuff. I mean, and I'm listening. It's not going to make me dance, right? But is it popular on the dance floor in the clubs?
Otis, would you dance to this?
Yeah, absolutely. Ricardo is an interesting guy, Felix, because he's actually one of the most in-demand DJs in the entire world, aside from just producing his own stuff. And he's like sort of a Tom York character, where he has like an unbelievable license to do whatever he wants, and people will just give him the longest leash imaginable. And they'll just follow him down these like crazy paths that don't seem to make a lot of sense, but you just trust that he's going to bring you somewhere where you're going to end up in a really happy place. So like this track is sort of an example. Like if he were to play this at peak hour, you know, with a dance floor filled with people, you know, some people might be like, this doesn't move me as much as like some other kind of dance music, but they're not going to leave the dance floor.
Yeah.
I got to respect him, man, for like taking people down, like you said, that path to the unknown.
Yeah, man, he's a freak.
Really, oh, God. With this just
he's
total
super freak.
Open perspective on music.
For sure.
Go for it.
Sure.
Don Ricardo, thank you. All right, guys, what's next?
All right, next up, why don't we go into sort of a more traditional dance sound. I'm going to take it away from the deep techno for a second. So I'm bringing a guy, Conjunto Papa Upa, and it's on the Dutch music label Music with Soul. He's totally rad dude named Alex Figuera. He's of Venezuelan descent. And he makes this like 70s psychedelia dance music that's almost traditional sounding, but it's made with like very modern production techniques. So it's definitely an updated sound on a retro style. The song is called Aprietalo. Aprietalo. Am I saying this stuff right?
I think
Felix?
That's Italian,
a hard
man.
Time.
I think it might be Italian.
Aprietalo. I don't even know. The song is called Aprietalo. And here we go.
Alt Italia.
Alt Italia.
Alt Italia. So this is all new. It's not remixed old stuff.
It's new stuff. It doesn't sound like it was recorded today, does it?
You know what? When Santana first started, a lot of their stuff sounded sort of like this. Like just jams on two chords. And their manager, or guy who became their manager, Bill Graham, said, you know, you guys got to have songs because you're just jamming, jamming, jamming. So they did Evil Ways on their first album. They had a hit, but they kept the jam thing going. But this is what they sounded like.
It's if the you early listen to jamming stuff. Yeah,
yeah, if you listen to the stuff that came out before the first album, I can hear the timbal hitting the side. It's called cascara, playing cascara. Chicka, chick, 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 and the funk guitar and the
right.
cheesy organ stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Spooky organ
yeah,
that comes
yeah,
in over top.
Yeah.
Aprietalo. It's like a combo of spooky and upbeat at the same time.
Man, it sounds so period. They did a great job of recreating that sound.
Cool. Otis, what you got, man?
Man, I wish I had something that transitions out of that better.
Who was that again, Sammy? That was Conjunto Papa Upa, and he's a Venezuelan guy who lives in the Netherlands, Alex Figuera.
That's awesome. All right, well, I got something that sounds a little bit newer by a Chilean DJ named Imabs, I-M-A-A-B-S. His real name is Cristo Gavras, and he's part of a Mexico City collective called NAFI, N-A-A-F-I. And NAFI is sort of like calling the shots down there these days in Distrito Federal. Is that how we...
There you go. Just spoken just like a true Chilango. Go ahead, man.
We're about to hear a track called Voy. I hope you dig it.
The music, so I want to make this quick. I want to remind you about NPR's Planet Money. It's full of funny stories about money and how the world works. You can find Planet Money now at npr.org/podcast and on the NPR One app.
Sort of related to the Future Brown Fade to Mind, tribal floor fillers that touch on lots of different cultures. Cristo, Imab's real name, you know, he actually gave an interview with Remezcla last year, Felix, a website that I know you like a lot.
Yep, absolutely.
And he talked about how his music is almost in opposition to the very Anglo-Chilean electronic music scene.
Huh. How is it different?
Santiago apparently has a very purist take when it comes to house and techno.
Okay.
Partially because it's just a European city in general.
You're talking like more minimal?
Yeah. Sort
of, okay.
Sort
more
of like
stripped
minimal.
Down, drum tracks, stuff like that.
Yeah, the type of stuff that you might mistake as music from Berlin.
Sure. Or,
so he gave a really interesting interview and just talked about how, you know, he's very grateful for the NAFI crew and what they're doing in Mexico City.
Some of the percussion parts, some of the beats, what they're doing is they're not starting on one, they come in on two, you know,
right.
Which is what a lot of African music does.
Right.
The cycle starts on two. And some of the little small parts I hear up in the corner of my head.
This is my most Jasmine pick. So Jasmine is here in spirit.
That's right.
That was the lead track from Imab's EP that came out last month called Distancia.
Distancia.
There you go.
It's all right.
In addition to a podcast, this is a lesson on language. How to pronounce Spanish words.
Come on, man. We still love you guys. What's next? What's happening?
Well, okay, so since we just took the energy up a little bit, why don't we ride that roller coaster and keep going up for a little bit? I've got something from a Brazilian record label that I can't even say on this program because apparently I found out recently it's a bad word. Here I am going around talking to all my buddies about this label, 40% FODA, 40% FODA for the podcasters, which apparently is just like not a very nice word in Brazil. So it is, however, very nice music. These guys are making awesome left field house and techno that's really not sort of bottled in by any restrictions. They go like way out there. You're hearing in this song tempo fluctuations throughout the entire thing. It starts with this like really fast drum and bass sounding like flurry of hi-hats, and then it'll have these like pitch bends where it like just dips and slows down and then sucks you back up, which makes for high energy on the dance floor, but then like total shift in mood for brief moments that sort of makes heads spin. You know, it's like you're not necessarily locked in a groove in this song in the same way, say, as a Villa-Lobos track or something like that. So this is a song, Professor Antiono Carlos, and it's by Hipotenchis 2008, or Repeaters 2008. Felix, I'm going to let you take this one on the DNA tip. What is going on with these drums?
Oh, listen. It seems to be alternating between like a regular 4-4 and then maybe 7 or 5. Yeah, he's alternating. He's changing. So it's not always 2-3-1-2.
This is like the polar opposite of my Imab's track, you know, because you could tell from Voy, you know, he made that thing in a computer. Like, he created that in a digital audio workshop. This sounds like he might have just pressed record on something and went to town.
Some hardware, yeah, definitely.
That is cool. But, yeah. Oh my gosh. He's just messing with time, man.
Right.
That's and. In a very
see,
cool.
You've got a big old smile on your face right now.
I love this, man. It's a time orgasm. This is your call. What is this?
So we're bringing it back down just a little bit. This is a woman who goes by the name Smurfy, and her real name is Jessica Smurfy. and she's from Mexico, now lives in LA. And she just released a record at the end of May that made some waves on the internet. It's called A Shapeless Pool of Lovely Pale Colors Suspended in the Darkness.
Whoa.
And it's very vibey. It's very, like, non-linear, as you can kind of hear here. Like, it's not your traditional dance music at all.
Sounds sort of like the L.A. beat music.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if she's made some connections with the Brain Feeder people out there, Flying Lotus's label. This is on a record label called Leaving, who's run by another electronic artist that we like called Matthew David. Anyway, Smurfy lives in L.A. now, but she made her name in Mexico City with the Nafi crew, who I referenced earlier with that Mobs track. You could always spot her at the parties because she has, like, flaming orange hair.
Nice.
And you can tell that she's sort of an autodidact. She's an experimenter. And this track is, like, really fun on headphones. Murphy, she's accruing a little bit more of a U.S. audience these days because she opened for Nico Jarr during a Mexican tour in April, and Nico is one of those electronic artists who have really crossed over with just you know, your general indie listener, and I hope she gets some more ears. This new album is really lovely that she just released.
That's it?
That's it.
Whoa!
I'm expecting some, like, crazy drum and bass break to come in, but
well, you know, the record, which again is called A Shapeless Pool of Lovely Pale Color Suspended in the Darkness, which I think she it's a reference to Peter Pan. It sort of flows. You know, it's got 9 tracks and it just flows the whole way.
Yes, that is it, but not quite.
Yeah.
Okay, this is what we're closing the show with. Sammy, your
Let's
call.
Do it. Okay, so I've got we're closing out with another artist from L.A. His name is Gabriel Reyes Whitaker. He characterizes his music under the umbrella term techno-indigenous studies. And what that means, it's like he calls it an integration of the technological with the spiritual and ancestral musics. So he'll make something that's like a bunch of hardware, a bunch of old drum machines that's devoted to the Mayan calendar, drawing on sort of the heritage of Latin America, but doing it through modern techno. And he's really, his music, again, is pretty boundless. It's not all straight 4/4 stuff, but this latest release, it's a white label that came out earlier this year, and it just makes me groove.
Okay, Sammy, what's a white label?
White label is something that'll come out on a record label that has no label on it, and it just means an untitled artist, untitled track. Sometimes artists will do it because they want to get something out quick. It's easier to manufacture. There's also a certain element of, like, you know, hiding the hottest stuff you have as a DJ. It's like you're spinning something that nobody can spot on the turntable, and you're the only one who has it, and so people are going to come out to see you because you're the guy with these, you know, rare records that nobody can find. Sometimes artists do it to avoid copyright lawsuits.
Sure.
You know, if their name's not on something that they've lifted a big sample from, it's easier to get away with it. Not that I know anybody who's ever done that, of course. But yeah, no, there's a bunch of reasons why you'll put out a white label, but this is one of those.
I want to remind you that you can hear all of these songs in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino. Let us know what you thought of this stuff. You can reach out to us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. Jasmine Garst will be back soon. I'm Felix Contreras. You know, every time you guys come in, you just put this big old smile
got
on my
heat.
Face.
Got the heat.
You guys always...
I gotta have it, man. I'm a DJ for a living. Yeah. If I didn't have good music, I'd be... broke.
Sammy Yenigan and Otis Hart. Man, guys, you always bring it. Thank you so much.
Felix, dude, thank you for having me, man.
Thank you, Felix.
Yeah, yeah. Sammy Yenigan and Otis Hart are my colleagues here at NPR Music. They have a feature on NPR Music called Recommended Dose. Tell us about it, Sammy.
Yeah, it's where Otis and I gather up all the stuff that we've listened to over the past month. We go through the record stores, we go through the promos, we go through, you know, the SoundCloud links, and we pick 5, 6, 7 songs that we thought were outstanding over the course of the month. And then I mix them into a little half an hour long mix, and I post that on our player. And you can find it on the All Songs Considered blog at the end of every single month. It's called Recommended Dose.
And, Otis and Sammy's Adventures Underground.
That's right. Yeah, it's a lot of experimental house and techno, underground dance music for the freaks. Strictly for the freaks. Like you, Felix.
Thanks, man. Oh, that's awesome.